What is your name?
Edna Penny Rice, R-I-C-E.
When did you join the Denver unit of WOSL?
In 1975.
Were you in the service?
Yes, I was.
What branch of the service were you in?
I was in three different branches. WAAC, Women's Army Auxiliary Corps, WAC, Women's Army Corps, and WAF, Women's Air Force.
What prompted you to come into the military?
I felt like I was as good as my brother and fiance and wasn't any better. And besides that, I had a lot of patriotism.
Before you went in the Army, what did you do?
I was the Chief Deputy Tax Assessor for Crook County, Oregon.
What year did you come in the Army?
On July the 26, 1942.
What did you do in the service?
Personnel and administration.
How long were you in the service?
Almost 24 years.
Tell me where your travels took you when you were in the service.
In every one of the theaters, the Far East, the Middle East, and European theaters.
When you were in the service, what kind of housing did you
have? Well, anything from tents to no tents, and rooms that are 6 feet by 8 feet, and open bay barracks.
What was your uniform dress?
In the WAAC, it was ODs, the OD green, Army green, and pinks for formal dress. In the Women's Air Force, it was the Air Force blue in the winter and suntans for summer, and originally the WAF wore blue and white cords in the summertime.
Tell me your most exciting, funny, sad, or whatever experiences you had.
When I was started out at Fort Des Moines, Iowa, 1 month after I was there, which was about the 26th of September, we formed what was known as the 1st Separate Battalion, and that was 350 women. And they sent us to Daytona Beach, Florida, to open up the 2nd WAC Training Center. We arrived in a total blackout at 3:30. We arrived at 2:30 in the morning, all got out of the car, lined up with all of our clothing and gear for combat, and marched for 3.5 miles to the Osceola Hotel in total darkness, no moon, no anything. And we opened up the 2nd WAC Training Center at 5 o'clock a.m. on the 3rd of October, 1942. And a few days later, several of us went across the Halifax River to the theater over on the beach, away from the mainland. And every time you crossed the Halifax River bridge, there was a shore patrol that had to look at your dog tags. He'd pull them out, or we'd pull them out, and he'd look at them. And that was our ID. Well, on the way back, two of us had passed through, and the third girl was a very timid, sensitive individual from Seattle, and all of a sudden the SP took her dog tag and said, "My, those are warm." And she said, "Well, they ought to be. They've been in between two fryers."
How about another experience?
Well, I think those are two pretty good ones right there.
Okay.
But I can't remember the other
one. Okay, fine. Do you think that you can compare the service careers then with the service careers now, or don't you know that much about the service now?
Oh, hardly, because in 1986 we're in peacetime. Then we were all in combat, and I have an awful lot of foxhole and molehole time. That makes a lot of difference.
When you went in the service, what required the greatest adjustment from your point of view for you?
I really didn't have too many adjustments to make.
Before you went in the service, what did you... tell me one more time what you did before you went in the service.
I was the Chief Deputy Tax Assessor for Crook County, Oregon. Also, I was the commander of the 3rd Group of the Oregon Women's Ambulance Corps, which I had 7 companies and 2 or 3 platoons in each company. I had all of Eastern and Central Oregon.
So you were used to herding around and being with a bunch of women and being a leader from that standpoint?
Yes, ma'am. And not only that, but we had to take courses like first aid, roadside mechanics, all kinds of things like that we studied and really passed. So that's why I was chosen very early against my will to be an officer instead of going in as an airman or an enlisted woman.
Okay. Did you expect that the experiences you had in the military would give you a career when you got out of the service?
No, ma'am, I didn't. My career, I had a degree in personnel management and business administration, which was the thing I did not like very much because I wanted to be a doctor. But that wasn't the reason I went in. I went in for other reasons, and it turned out that I was not allowed to resign at any time. Therefore, I stayed for the 23 plus almost 24 years.
Okay, that leads up to the next question. When you went in the service, did you plan on making it a career?
No, I did not. No.
After your service was concluded, what did you do?
I sold real estate and managed apartment buildings.
What does being a member of WOSL mean to you?
Well, I think that it's a coalition of women that have similar experiences and attitudes or whatever, you know. And I enjoy each and every one of the girls in my unit.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.